Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And it'll happen quickly and perhaps violently.
The president said Hamas knows he is, quote, not playing games. I asked what deadline he would put on the group before taking action. He said, quote, a reasonable period of time. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell Tuesday saying a hiring slowdown is a growing risk to the U.S. economy, suggesting the Fed will cut interest rates twice more this year. Another vote Tuesday to end the shutdown went down in the Senate. Democrats still pushing a funding bill that would restore health care funding. President Trump meeting with Argentina's president at the White House Tuesday after granting the South American country $20 billion in assistance. He says it's not a bailout. This is ABC News. Gas prices are dropping across the country.
For the first time in years, the average price of regular unleaded in the U.S. is expected to drop in the coming days below $3 a gallon and stay there for months. That would be the first time since the pandemic. Patrick DeHaan, head petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy, says it's a result of plunging global oil prices, people driving less in the winter, and cheaper winter blends of gas, and that will benefit drivers.
We could see that stick around for much of the rest of the year.
And some areas like Texas and Oklahoma are expected to soon see gas below $2 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Thunderstorms and what forecasters call a microburst hit Tempe, Arizona Monday, dropping about half an inch of rain within 10 minutes. A microburst is described as when a storm collapses on itself and pushes out at high wind speeds. Carmaker Stellantis says it'll invest $13 billion over the next 4 years to expand manufacturing capacity in the United States. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high temperature to reach around 60 degrees, some scattered light rain through the morning, and then maybe redeveloping tonight. A low of 49, Thursday cloudy with off and on showers, and a high of 68. 77 with rain returning on Friday at times. For Saturday, 67, and Sunday, 60 degrees with afternoon sprinkles. Right now, WRCO Studios, after a daytime high of 60 yesterday, we also received about right around 15/100 of an inch of rain yesterday. This morning, we're sneaking up on 1/10 of an inch, some light rain. After a midnight reading of 46, it is 45 degrees. That's the latest on weather for today, Wednesday, October 15th.
So proudly we hail on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak,
body grows weak,
the spirit grows numb,
spirit grows numb.
When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love,
sends down his love,
on the wings of a dove.
A cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Yes, indeed. Here we are again, together again, friends. We started the day in a positive way with Ferlin Husky, On the Wings of a Dove. Before that, Faith Hill to the honors with our country's national anthem to get the day started off right. Here we are. Yes, indeed. 8 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. A little bit of light rain out there again, as predicted. So kind of a cool and wet start to the morning, but some good stuff coming up here with warmer temperatures through the upcoming days and into the weekend as well. We'll get you some info to get you in the know. Can't change the score, but unfortunately not good Brewer news. Losing 5-1 last night to the Dodgers in game number 2 of the National League Championship Series. Well, maybe if they fly west, they can find their bats. Next game coming up on Thursday night in Los Angeles. More about sports in a few right now. Earl Thomas Conley.
In and out of honky-tonks, from one town to the next. But anything worth loving, Lord's just too hard to forget. Every day's another way of feeling more the same. Looks like I'll run out of highway before I
saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Whoa, we make one another cry, break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. But neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play. You see, what's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
Joe South on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show, and the games people play. Richland Center Winter Market will begin today and will be held every Wednesday from noon until 4 at the Richland Center Community and Senior Building. Crafting with Friends will be held today from 2 until 3 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall, Viroqua. Bring your unfinished crafts and work or just come to converse with the group. Call Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082 for more information. American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 will host a spaghetti supper tonight from 4:30 until 7:30 at the Legion Hall in Richland Center. The cost will be a free will donation. Proceeds will benefit Camp American Legion.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Egg Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Egg. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Egg Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today. The cooler fall weather is here, and now is the time to get to Mr. G's in Richland Center and Viroqua to update your fashions and footwear. Step into style with Mr. G's remarkable selection of boots, sneakers, and dress shoes. Cozy casuals to rugged work boots. They have it all. Refresh your wardrobe. Check out the great selection of dresses, sportswear, formal wear, and active wear. Get ready for a fashionable fall and winter season at Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and in Viroqua.
For all your shoe and clothing needs, shoes, Mr. G's.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of the Cross, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, first of all, last night in high school volleyball, River Valley was a winner in 3 over Richland Center. Also, Platteville, 3-2 over Dodgeville. Platteville wins the Southwest Conference title outright. Wazika Steuben swept Ithaca. It was Kickapoo over Weston by a score of 3-0, and North Crawford 3-1 over Lafarge. Seneca beat DeSoto 3-1. Royal swept Wonewoc Center. Cashton over Hillsboro 3-1. In high school soccer, River Valley and Dodge Point played to a 1-1 tie. Yoshinobu Yamamoto pitched a 3-hitter for the first postseason complete game in 8 years as the Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-1 to extend their lead in the National League Championship Series. Max Muncy hit a solo home run, now 14 in his career in the postseason. Milwaukee, with a 2-0 disadvantage, shifts the series to Los Angeles for Game 3 on Thursday. Elsewhere in sports, yesterday the Bucks lost in a preseason game to Oklahoma City 116-112. Denver beat the Bulls 124-117. From the NHL, Edmonton 2-0 over the Rangers, Toronto 7, Nashville 4, Washington 1 in overtime, 3-2 over Tampa Bay. Montreal 5-4 winners against Seattle, Vegas 4, Calgary 2, Dallas 5-2 over Minnesota, Carolina 5, San Jose 1, Anaheim 4-3 winners against Pittsburgh as well. And that is an update on sports.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Okay, well, it is aerobic polka time. We really need it after a tough loss by the Brewers last night. Need a little pick-me-up.
and nothing can do that better than a polka. It's sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
I'm finishing my stretching. I'm just going to bend over and touch my toes. Oh, hey, somebody help me up here. Okay. Was a lively one from Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers and the Jug Jug Polka right there. Jug better just have orange juice in it. It's early. 45 at WRCO and Don Williams.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going. It must be love, it must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, all right, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Thank you.
boys, I'm easy. Take a long walk, baby, quit stabbing this lady in the back when she ain't there. I ain't gonna take it, this smearing my name ain't fair. I guess I should've known when I turned you down what kind of stories you'd be spreading around.
Kathy Matea on WRCO. For today, a daytime high of around 60, light rain or drizzle ending by late morning and mainly cloudy skies. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy drizzle possible and a low of 46. Thursday, mostly cloudy and warmer, a 30% chance of spotty showers, a high of 67. And Friday, variable clouds, breezy and unseasonably warm, isolated showers during the day. They could become a little bit more maybe prevalent on Friday night, it looks like, with a Friday high of 75. So far, just short of a tenth of an inch since midnight. Right now, west winds at 4, and it's 45 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Addressing challenges in the soybean market. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Did you know that Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn beats the competition's yields by 7.7 bushels per acre across over 18,000 comparisons? Plant PowerCore Enlist corn and have your best year with Pioneer. The CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council says the organization's structural realignment is designed to boost global soybean demand. Jim Sutter says building relationships throughout the value chain is critical.
We want to make sure that we are focusing on the customers of U.S. soy, current and potential, and ensuring that they understand the benefits, the value of U.S. soy.
He tells Brownfield USSEC is focused on diversifying the marketplace.
We now have three big regions, and then we have a smaller region that is still over sub-Saharan Africa. We think it's important that we are out there in touch and contacting every potential customer for soy there is around the world.
Sutter says a new approach will better position the industry to navigate changing market trends and help improve the bottom line for farmers. A market analyst suggests the soybean market is in a unique spot. Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing says a prolonged trade war with China would keep prices range-bound or lower.
The bean market has, I think, of all the markets out there, corn, beans, and wheat, those three,
the bean market, just the nature of them, they have the quickest potential to change not only price, but just change in perception quickly.
He tells Brownfield a breakthrough with China would provide an immediate boost, as would harvest data indicating less than expected soybean yields. The president of Ag Resource Company says there could be opportunities to protect some margins this fall. Dan Bossy tells Brownfield farmers will need to be more proactive in their grain marketing.
We've had December corn recently at $4.60 a bushel. We've had new crop soybeans making it close to $11 a bushel. Those are some areas that offer some margins to the farmer. So not only think about today, but think about forward, because those carries in the market offer premium and opportunity for the U.S. farmer longer term.
He says the market continues to monitor U.S. harvest progress and South American weather.
When we get the monsoon started over much of Brazil, it tends to stay that way, and it's very hard to see a drought type of rally. If we wait till the middle or end of March, we can see the monsoon withdraw early, and that would cause problems for their winter corn crop.
Bossy says implementing an adaptable grain marketing plan could help farmers better navigate market volatility heading into 2026. An ag equipment specialist says farm machinery sales continue to weaken in the U.S. Kurt Blades, senior vice president of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, says farmers are hesitant to make purchases due to the slumping ag economy. Blades tells Brownfield he's also concerned about the impact of rising input costs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it comes to agricultural news, Brownfield is the name farmers trust. As the largest agricultural radio network in the country, Brownfield delivers the news, markets, weather, and insights that Midwestern farmers want and need every single day. We are proud to keep rural America informed and ahead. Brownfield, the leader in farm radio for over 50 years. Thank you for listening. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring into savings with hot steel deals plus heavy-duty storage totes, 15 or 27 gallons, your choice, for just $7.99. Cook outdoors like a pro with the Weber Smoke Wood Pellet Grill for $7.99. Don't forget, buy two, get one free on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers to keep you and your home protected. Stop in at Richland Center, Ace of La Crosse, or Muscadet, and always we appreciate your business.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was another sluggish day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids were elusive. Asking prices did surface at $240 plus live in parts of the South, but weren't established in the North. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime Thursday and or Friday. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold with a higher undertone. Steer calves 550 to 650 pounds sold with a sharply higher undertone. Heifer calves, 400 to 600 pounds, were firm to $10 higher, and heifers weighing more than 600 pounds were lightly tested, but sold on a firm to higher market. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate offering. Quality overall was good and the market was very active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 649 pounds, brought 403 to 432.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 620 pounds, fancy, brought $394.75. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up 51 cents at 364.42. Select was 80 cents higher at 350.55. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a solid negotiated run. Processors did move decent numbers Tuesday without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. While the market remains largely focused on demand, there's some uncertainty about what the global picture actually looks like as several key reports remain absent amid the ongoing partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 76 cents with a weighted average of 93.05. The Iowa Minnesota was 30 cents lower with a weighted average of 92.13, and the Western Corn Belt was down 37 cents with a weighted average of 92.03. Pork values were firm, up 17 cents at 103.76, and estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 11,000 on the week and up less than 500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of direct business. Feeders led the way amid tight supply concerns, and lean hog futures closed lower, pressured by long-term concerns about demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let Cal Seeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
Tuesday, direct cattle markets were quiet, butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were down, watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting. November beans were 1.25 lower at 10.06 and a half. January was down 1 at 10.24 and a quarter. Corn was mostly steady to firm, adjusting spreads, with December up 2.25 at 4.13 and March 2 higher at 4.29 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with feeders in the lead on the tight supply ready numbers. December live was up 175 at 246.50. February was 132 higher at 248.52. November feeders are up 460 at 381.32. And hogs were pressured by profit taking. December was down $1.70 at 83.15. February lean was $1.52 lower at 85.45. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
A John Deere executive discusses ag tech advancements today on Farm to Fork.
As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Technology is going to help American farmers work more efficiently in a costlier environment for doing business. That's what Alex Sayago, John Deere's Vice President of Marketing and Shared Services, told ag industry folks in Kansas City recently.
All of this technology holds a tremendous amount of promise, but that technology needs to be able to work day in, day out in a farm. And that requires planning. Sometimes might require a change in the process of how you go about running a certain operation. That requires continuous calibration and optimization of equipment. That requires a certain amount of steps. And there is a phenomenal opportunity for youngsters out there to help grower farmers accomplish just that.
Sayago added that U.S. farmers also have a very non-technical advantage over their foreign competitors.
Very few countries have the land mass and the amount of fertile soils that exists in North America. That is a very long-term, highly strategic asset that is incredibly difficult to have, and the U.S. has it. The U.S. has been and will be a breadbasket for the world for many years to come.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
A closer look at livestock feed. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Ohio State University Extension has launched a statewide effort to better understand livestock producers' feeding challenges heading into the winter months. Ted Wiseman says variable conditions throughout the growing season have led to inconsistent forage quality levels.
Of those 180 samples, about two-thirds have the energy in them for cows about 3 months before they calve. That doesn't include, you know, what body condition score they've got now, whether we're needing to bump them up a little bit or mud, ice, and those kind of weather conditions into winter.
He tells Brownfield understanding the nutritional value of forage is crucial heading into winter feeding season.
Most extension offices have a forage probe that producers can borrow to pull that sample. We've got materials online that show you and talks about how to take an accurate sample and then send it into an accredited lab.
Wiseman says producers should work with their local veterinarian and nutritionist to build a nutrition plan that helps meet the needs of their livestock. A Purdue Extension field crop pathologist says farmers should be on the lookout for ear mold during harvest. Darcy Talenko says mycotoxins can still develop in dry conditions.
Plus, come back and look and see if you see any fungal infection, and you'll see that there'll be mycelium growing over the surface, and depending on the fungus, could be different colors. The goal is to get it off and get it dried down. If we're harvesting wet, if there's any infection, it can continue to develop.
She tells Brownfield through work with Purdue, the Indiana Corn Marketing Council is investing checkoff dollars into research. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher Tuesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a half cent at 63 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3 3/4 to 170 and 3/4. Barrels unchanged at 171. Butter up 2 cents at 164. Not-fat dry milk up 0.25 cents to 113. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Jeff Rink from Rink Seed joins us. Harvest underway. What are you seeing in the plots so far?
Most of the plots, I'm seeing really good numbers, but I'm not seeing really big numbers. It's very consistent. It's very high yielding, but it isn't maybe quite as big as a lot of us were hoping. And looking at the crop we had this summer, it was easy to get excited. It was a beautiful crop to look at. But a lot of the soybeans around us are in the 60s. Those are really good beans. But I think there were people that were thinking maybe they would be in the 70s and sniffing at 80. And you can find those yields here and there. Northern Illinois first trials came in and the summary was in the 70s and 80s. But a lot of the other plots that I'm seeing in Northern Iowa, Southern Wisconsin, Central Minnesota, more in the 60s. I think the average guy, the average farmer was thinking maybe there was just a little bit more.
Thanks, Jeff. To find out more about plot results and to plan for 2026, contact your Rank Seed representative or go to rankseed.com.
At Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, they're more than a company, they're part of the community. Their team includes coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMTs. Neighbors helping neighbors. Now, Rockwell wants to connect with local nonprofit and 501c3 groups for volunteer and donation opportunities. If your organization would like to partner, call 647-9400. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Today's forecast calls for a high of near 60 with some light drizzle this morning ending and then mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, mostly cloudy, more drizzle possible and a low of 46. Currently at the WRCO studios, so far just shy of a tenth of an inch of rain in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, and it is 45 degrees. The Milk Cow Show on a Wednesday edition. Here's Tommy Overstreet.
Hey, don't go running to him. He's not worth the tears you're crying. Girl, can't you see he's lying? Hey, he'll only hurt you again. I can't stand to see you cry. I love you, and I know he says the things a woman likes to.
Give you the wake-up call on a Wednesday, October 15th. Tony's weather is up in just a bit. Right now, Billy Thundercloud in the Cheap Tones.
Did you hear about Mary, the girl we thought was so sweet? She broke up Ellen and Tom, who lived down the street. That heavy mortgaged house over George and Betty's burned down. They don't know how it happened, 'cause they were both out of town.
kick the can. It's a game we all understand. Keep kicking your fellow man. Kick the can. You know Deacon Evans, who hated drinking so bad. They're still investigating that last little wreck that he had. And Jackie Sue Martin got married just 6 months ago. Just had a new baby and it weighed 8 pounds or so. Oh, kick the can. It's a game we all understand. Kick the can. You knew that the Hamptons were sailing and leaving for good, because that new family has moved into our neighborhood. Joyce isn't working, but she's always got money to spend. And Mr. Clark, the banker, was seen leaving her house again. Oh, kick the can. It's a game we all understand. Oh, keep kicking your fellow man. Kick the can. Oh, kick the can.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Karen State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Karen State Farm today or start a quote anytime at juliekarens.com. Business insurance made simple, local, and dependable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still some scattered light rain across the region. The system has brought about a couple tenths of an inch of rain generally in the area. Heavier to the west and north, as much as 3 or 4 tenths of an inch as you get out toward northwestern Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties, and up to a half to three quarter inch are noted up in central Juneau County up toward the New Lisbon area. Otherwise, most of this rain should be ending by late this morning. morning. Be kind of a cloudy, seasonal cool day. Tomorrow, just a few degrees warmer as southeast winds develop. There could be some spotty showers as the next low-pressure system coming out of the Rockies travels up toward the northern plains and sends some energy our way. Friday should be even warmer, feeling just a bit summer-like, actually, but the winds will be gusty. Spotty showers are possible Friday, most likely a bit more numerous Friday night as the main cold front comes in. And then Saturday, the system kind of stalls out just to our south and east. That could bring some heavier rain up to at least southeast Wisconsin, with a chance of a couple of showers around here. Here's that forecast for today. Some light rain or drizzle off and on, ending late this morning. Mainly cloudy otherwise, with a high of 59, east wind between 5 and 10. Mostly cloudy tonight, patchy drizzle possible, low near 46. Mostly cloudy and warmer tomorrow, 30% chance of spotty showers, high near 67. Southeast wind up to 10. Thursday night into Friday, just a few widely scattered showers, otherwise breezy and warmer. Friday's low at 55, high 75. Scattered showers likely Friday night, then a 40% chance of showers Saturday. Saturday looks mostly cloudy, high 69. Sunday cooler with a small chance of light showers, maybe a sun break later, high 58. And plenty of sun on Monday, high 62. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
45 degrees at WRCO. Yesterday's high was 60. We picked up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. The record high, 89 in 1953. Record low, 22 in 1952. Last year's high was 52 and the low, 30. Also, sunset will happen at 6:19 this evening. Looks like sunrise time this morning, 7:16. Right now, south-southwest wind is at 5 miles per hour. Barometer is steady at 30:17. All total since midnight, 9 one-hundredths. Since yesterday, 24 one-hundredths of an inch of rain here at the studios. And currently, we're at our overnight low. It is 45.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. Also sponsored today by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. Drive carefully on this Wednesday morning. The time now is 6 o'clock. When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson.